Carter, for that cold and beautiful message. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to all of you here in Studio Lifeway, and also to all of you at home. It is a great honor and privilege to be able to open God's Word with you this morning, and it is so great to be worshiping with you together. And also, good morning on this very special Sunday. This is Thanksgiving Sunday. Can you believe that Thanksgiving is next week? And so from my family and me to your family and you, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And obviously, Thanksgiving is a little bit different this year. Everybody loves family. Everybody loves Thanksgiving. Everybody loves to eat dangerous amounts of good food, but Thanksgiving is going to be different, and usual family gatherings will be unusual this year. Every one of us has had to accept that our Thanksgiving is going to not be as big and not be as festive as in the years past, and for some of you, you have come to me and you have told me that you're not doing well. After being cooped up inside for months, not being able to see family and friends, not being able to see your grandchildren, and now you're not able to have your family together and your grandchildren together for Thanksgiving, and that you're not doing well, and it's a struggle for you, and I certainly understand that. We are in unprecedented times. This is really caught us off guard. If we think back to January, we didn't know that this was going to be that kind of a year. We think of how many lives have been lost. We think of how many have been infected with the virus. And we think of how many more were affected. We are forced to attend classes online instead of meeting in person, face to face. And for some of you, it has been a struggle, and I can certainly understand that. We cannot see our grandchildren, as I mentioned before. We cannot see our friends. And we've also had to learn how to wear a mask. My parents live in Taiwan, and for them, they have been wearing masks for many, many years. That's part of their culture. And I don't know how they do that, because it's really a struggle for me. I cannot hear what other people are saying. I cannot hear what I am saying. I cannot see whether they are smiling or they're angry behind their masks. And I sometimes it feels a little bit suffocating to me as well. So I'm also upset a little bit about all the restaurants being closed again for indoor dining. Then in the middle of the pandemic, there was also social unrest this year. If you remember all the violence and riots and marches and protests, and all resulting from the murder of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Then we also had CHOP right in our own backyard in Seattle. And then on top of that, you remember the smokes from the wildfires in Oregon and California. One Sunday, we had every plan to have an outdoor worship service, and we had to move everything indoor because the air quality was so bad. On top of that, you have the hurricanes in the Gulf, and it seems to me, at least, that the hurricanes are getting more and more violent and more just intense, and then all the floods that came with it. 2020 is not over yet. There's still a few more weeks left, but it seems to me that no matter how many good things happen between now and December 31st, 2020 is going to go down as a very difficult year. People give thanks when good things happen. This year was not that kind of a year. It is hard to be thankful this year. It is hard to feel thankful. So for today, I'm going to give you a message that I can only give you this year, not any other year. I am not going to give you a message on how to be thankful. I am going to give you a message on being unthankful. Now, please don't make a mistake. I did not say that I'm going to give you a message on being unthankful in a sense that I'm going to teach you how to be unthankful, because I think we all know how to do that pretty much very well on our own. But I am going to give you a message. I'm going to go through the Bible and to see if the Bible has anything to say about being unthankful and what we can learn from these passages. And so the question becomes, are there any passages in the Bible that talks about being unthankful, talks about being ungrateful? And the answer is yes, there is. So if you have your Bibles, I invite you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. Martha has already read some part of it for us, but you can also look at the screen, so if that helps you, and please follow with me. So Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. And then Paul says this in verse 21. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. In this world are two groups of people. There are people who know God, and then there are people who don't know God. But Paul's point in this passage is exactly that. There's no such thing as people who don't know God. There are not two groups of people. There's only one group of people. Everybody knows God. Everyone can tell there is God because the earth and all that is in it is enough to say that there is a God. Everyone can tell there is God because his handprints are all over what has been made. Everyone knows God. It is just simply not true that unbelievers say that they don't know God. Everybody knows God. If unbelievers were saying they didn't know God, they were lying through their teeth. They were suppressing the truth. They were looking the other way. They pretended that they didn't know God. And for this reason, it is right for God to be angry. But the thing I don't want you to miss in this passage is this. There is something that Paul is implying in this passage, and I hope you caught it. Listen to what Paul said in verse 21. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. People who know God do two things. They honor God as God, and they give thanks to him. To know God is to thank him. To know God and to thank God go hand in hand. If this is true, then the opposite is also true. To not give thanks to God is the mark of an unbeliever. Being unthankful is the mark of an unbeliever. The second passage I want to show you is from the Gospel of Luke, and I'm going to read from Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, and it's verse 33 through 35. It's also on the screen if you would like to take a look. So Luke chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men." I have a question for you. When Jesus said to his disciples to love their enemies, was he in his mind thinking of non-Jews who are enemies or Jews who are enemies? Or neither? Or both? Well, what do you think? In the first century, the disciples would have understood Leviticus 19:18 very well. And so the question becomes, what does it say in Leviticus 19:18? And I'm so glad you asked. So, Leviticus 19:18 says, "You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Did you hear that? Do not bear any grudge against the sons of your people, your people. The disciples would have understood neighbor to mean someone who shared the same religious thinking as they. In other words, a fellow Jew. If that is true, then enemy would mean exactly opposite of a neighbor. Enemy would be someone who did not share the same religious thinking as they. In other words, an enemy would mean a non-Jew. Jesus said that if his disciples loved the non-Jews, this confirms they were sons of the Most High. And the reason is that God himself is also kind to the non-Jews. We can think of many different ways how God is kind to the non-Jews, but the place that I like to go in the Bible is in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 5, where it talks about how God causes the sun to shine on the good and the evil and also sends rain to the righteous and the unrighteous. When the disciples showed love to the non-Jews, they did the same thing as their Father in heaven, like Father, like Son. So in the same way that the Father is kind to the ungrateful and evil men, the disciples were to love their enemies. And then this is the point I don't want you to miss. Did you catch what God calls the non-Jews? He calls them the ungrateful and evil men. In the eyes of God, non-Jews mean ungrateful people. To be a non-Jew is to be an unthankful person. Being unthankful is the mark of a person who doesn't know God. The third and last passage I want to show you is also from the Gospel of Luke, but it's in Luke chapter 17, and it is a story that you're probably familiar with, but it is, again, on the screen, and so if you would like to follow with me, Luke chapter 17, verse 11. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. That's referring to Jesus. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Many Christians read this story and they think that the main point in this story is about giving thanks. As a matter of fact, many pastors have chosen this passage to preach a message on giving thanks on Thanksgiving Sunday. This is not my view. I disagree that the main point of this story is about giving thanks. I disagree that the teaching, what you and I are supposed to learn in this passage, is to remember to say thank you, remember to give thanks when somebody does something nice for us, when somebody does something kind you know, an act of kindness to us. When somebody brings us a cup of cold water or somebody picks up our pencil from the floor for us, that we have to remember to say thanks. Jesus didn't wake up that morning, I don't believe, and Jesus didn't wake up that morning and said that, let me go into the crowd and teach these people how to have good manners and to remember to say thank you when bad things, when somebody shows you kindness. And the reason I say I don't think that this story was about giving thanks is because Luke waited until pretty much the end of the story to say something to shock us. He said that one person who got healed of leprosy, he came back and gave thanks, and Luke said this, and he was a Samaritan. The assumption is that the remaining nine who didn't come back were not Samaritans. They were Jews. The Jews were people of God. They learned about the coming of the Messiah in the Old Testament. They were people who anticipated the coming of the Messiah. When Jesus healed the 10 men, only one recognized that in here was a miraculous event, that God must be behind this. Keep in mind that when you and I are infected with leprosy in the first century, there's no cure. And so you and I fully expect that this is the way we're going to die. This is the way we're going to finish our lives. We're going to finish our lives with leprosy. And so for somebody to come and do something to heal us, that's a miracle. That's a miraculous event. God must be behind this. But only one person, only one out of the 10 recognized that here was a miracle. And the other nine, they did not recognize it. They missed it. But even though this story has nothing to do with giving thanks, it does say something about what God thinks. And I don't want you to miss it. The Jews are people who know God. The Jews have been taught in the Old Testament to always give thanks. I'm thinking of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and of course Psalms, all over the place. People who know God give thanks. People who know God give thanks. That is what people who know God do. People who know God give thanks to God even before they were healed of leprosy. How much more after they have been healed of leprosy? But we have no same expectation from the Samaritans. Unbelievers do not give thanks, but this Samaritan did. Do you see the irony? Inside the mind of Jesus, unthankfulness is the mark of an unbeliever. I have shown you three passages from the Bible today that talks about unthankfulness. And maybe there are more in the scriptures, but I've only selected three. And all three passages say one thing to us. They all say the same thing. In bold caps, being unthankful is the mark of an unbeliever. As you thought about these three passages in the Bible, what are some of your other thoughts going in your mind? I'd like to share with you what I think are three takeaways that I took away from these three passages. And the first one is we must be who we say we are. When we think of unbelievers, what do we usually think about? What do we think of unbelievers in our world? Your unbelieving neighbors and unbelieving friends. What do you think of them? Most of us may think that, well, they are sometimes do a little bit of lying. They do a little bit of cheating. They maybe even do a little bit of stealing. They gossip. And the reason they do this is because they are doing everything and anything they can so that they can get to where they want to go or get to where they need to go. And they must come first. And the reason I know this is because I once was all those things. But when we think of unbelievers, we don't normally think, oh, they are those unthankful people. But God does. God sees unbelievers as unthankful people. You and I are not unbelievers. You and I are people deeply affected by the message of the gospel. We are blessed beyond recognition, no matter what kind of year it is. Let us be who we say we are. Let us be thankful people. Let us be people who have been deeply affected by the message of the gospel. Number two, being unthankful is a big deal to God. But one of you may come to me and say, but Alvin, come on. What's the big deal? In the grand scheme of things, I know it's wrong to be unthankful, but in the grand scheme of things, aren't you going a little bit too far? I mean, we're not talking about like murder or stealing, adultery, greed, lying. What's the big deal? And my answer is, the Bible seems to be saying that it is a big deal. When God sees someone who is unthankful, he does not see someone who is selfish, someone who is childish, someone who is feeling entitled, someone who is spoiled. That is who we think they are. When we think of people who are unthankful, we think that they are selfish, childish, feeling entitled, and spoiled. But God, no. When God sees someone who is unthankful, ungrateful, he sees an unbeliever. He is thinking in his mind, here is a person who is an unbeliever. All three passages do not say to me that being unthankful is the characteristic of someone who is selfish, childish, feeling entitled, and spoiled. All three passages say to me that unthankful is the mark of an unbeliever. Being unthankful is a big deal to God. And then the third is being thankful is not something that fluctuates. Being thankful is not because something good happened in our lives. Being unthankful is not because something bad happened in our lives. Being thankful or being unthankful is not dependent on whether good things or bad things happen in our lives. Being thankful or unthankful is dependent on whether we know God or we don't know God. Our degree of thankfulness does not swing up or down depending, I mean, kind of like the Dow Jones Industrial. Being thankful does not fluctuate from day to day. 2020 was a hard year for all of us. In addition to all the things hitting our planet, hitting our nation at the worst time, some of you have told me that you also have some of your own personal struggle, regardless of whether we're in a pandemic world or not. Health struggles, loss of a friend, loss of a friendship. You were once friends, but you cannot call them your friends today. Relationships broken. Things you wanted to happen didn't happen. Maybe your plans to get married was postponed. Unable to return to Russia to be with your friends. Unable to go to Austria to make new friends. Things you didn't want to happen, happened. Hitting a Tacoma police SUV. Really. A lot of things did not go our way this year. It is not what we prayed for. If there were a year where, and I hate to say it this way, if there were a year where it was a little bit more acceptable to be unthankful, this year would be it. Billy told me that he and Patty have already decorated their house with Christmas decorations, and this is before Thanksgiving. My wife Jenny and our daughter Naomi, they've been putting on, they were playing Christmas music in our home, I want to say at least 2 weeks ago, and that's October. All to say that because things are so bad, all to say that we need help, okay? We need something to pick us up. We need a reason to smile again. Why do Christians give thanks, but unbelievers don't? Everyone has good reasons to be unthankful this year. Unbelievers have good reasons to be unthankful this year. Christians have good reasons to be unthankful this year. Christians and unbelievers alike have been invaded by the pandemic. It's not like Christians were spared of the pandemic. So what's the difference? Why do Christians give thanks and unbelievers don't give thanks? The only difference I see is that Christians know there is a God in heaven, and he loves us, and he is watching over us very closely. For this reason, and this reason alone, we give thanks. That is the only thing I can see that separates us from unbelievers. We are different. We will give thanks. Giving thanks when there is good reason to be thankful is easy. Anyone can do that. Giving thanks when things are not so easy, now that's different. That is called being a Christian. In the middle of everything that is going wrong this year, I am asking you to have an attitude of giving thanks. If we are unthankful, we are doing exactly what unbelievers do, and God cannot tell us apart. Please hear me carefully. I'm not saying I don't care what is happening in your life. I'm not diminishing your pain. Some of you have come to me and shared with me, you are going through such incredible difficulty that every moment is pressing on your chest and that you cannot breathe. I'm not saying your pain doesn't matter and you just have to give thanks. What I'm saying is that you and I know who we are. We belong to God. We have a God in heaven who loves us, and he is watching over us. We trust that God knows what he is doing, even in this pandemic. He loves us. This is the same God who didn't spare his son because his love for us is great. How much more is he going to care for us in a time like this? We trust that God knows what he's doing. We give thanks and we trust him. We will not move an inch until we have heard from our God. We are going to trust him. We're going to learn together as a church how to trust him. So we give thanks and we trust him. Happy Thanksgiving. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we pray to you as an act of our faith that you do hear us from heaven whenever we whisper a prayer to you. We thank you for this confidence. Father, we cry out to you. This is an unprecedented year. We cry out because things are so bad. But Father, we see from your passages in the Bible that maybe we start to look at being unthankful as something that is quite different than what we used to think. Being unthankful is just simply not good. Being unthankful is the mark of an unbeliever. Heavenly Father, teach us how to be thankful. How to be thankful because we know who we are. We are dearly loved children of yours. We are privileged to be called your children. You have us in the middle of your hand. You love us with an infinite love. You are watching over us. We are grateful for you being near, being close to us. We trust that you know what you're doing, and all we need to do is to trust you. And we go to sleep very well at night, and we don't worry about a thing. God, I pray a special prayer for all those in our family who are struggling. I pray that God, in your kindness, you would let them know that you hear their every prayer, and that you're working in their lives, and that above all, you understand the pain that they are going through. You are an understanding God. I pray that, Father, they will trust you. We're going to walk this as a family together. Not only they are struggling, we all struggle as a family. We all cry out to you as one big family. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You just heard our prayers from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.